This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Officials broke ground on April 22nd on what's being billed as the first true high-speed rail system in the United States, connecting Las Vegas to Southern California. The system, operated by Brightline West, will feature fully electric trains reaching speeds of 200 miles an hour, with an average speed around 115 miles an hour, far outpacing Amtrak's Acela, which can hit 150 miles an hour but averages 70. With a projected ridership of 10 million people a year, the 218-mile-long rail line is being constructed in the middle of the I-15 highway corridor and will make stops in Las Vegas and three California locations, Victor Valley, Hesperia, and Rancho Cucamonga. The goal is to have the rail line running in time for Los Angeles to host the 2028 Summer Olympics, and hopefully it will be the first of many. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said, "I'm convinced that the first time Americans actually experience American high-speed rail on U.S. soil, there's going to be no going back, and people are going to expect and demand it all across the country." There already is increased interest in passenger rail, high-speed or traditional rail, across the nation, including new momentum for restored passenger rail across southern Montana. The Federal Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement has said that it will reject a law that the Republican supermajority 2023 Montana legislature passed that loosens water quality laws that govern coal mining. Jeffrey Fleischman with the agency's Casper, Wyoming area office flagged parts of Montana's House Bill 576 as inconsistent with and less effective than federal laws such as the Surface Mining Control and Reclamation Act. Federal law prevents states from adopting mining regulations that are weaker than federal standards, so the agency's assessment is likely to nullify the new state law. House Bill 576 changed the legal definition of material damage to water resources to include only long-term or permanent effects, but federal law has no such temporal guidelines, so Montana's House Bill 576 would limit the Montana Department of Environmental Quality's ability to initiate enforcement actions and order remediations for short-term high-pollution events. The Federal Mining Office also said that long-term or permanent is a vague and difficult-to-enforce standard that is not defined in Montana law or rules. The Federal Office gave the state DEQ two options: share proposed policy changes to address the federal agency's concerns within 30 days, or leave the new law unimplemented. The Federal Mining Office issued its decision about 5 months after hosting a hearing in Billings to take public comment on House Bill 576 and Senate Bill 392, another measure that Republican state lawmakers passed last year. Senate Bill 392 is meant as a deterrent to citizens suing coal mining companies over permits. The Senate bill requires an individual or organization that sues to overturn a coal mining permit to cover the legal fees incurred by the other party if they are unsuccessful in their legal challenge. Most public commenters opposed the new laws, arguing that coal mining already threatens their access to high-quality water and saying they've seen substandard enforcement or remediation when violations are reported under the existing framework. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.